Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. It is very quiet tonight, and time is 9:30, and we're all anticipating this big hurricane that's going to come and whoop us, and everything is very quiet tonight. So while you're putting kerosene in the lanterns and getting ready to go back to the 1700s, I'll give you a couple of tunes, and we'll start with A Million to One. Title of the book is Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, and on the cover it has a half a face of Barack Obama, and over the word Barack they got a big hammer and sickle in red. And the book is authored by a guy named Trevor Loudon, T-R-E-V-O-R L-O-U-D-O-N, and it's endorsed by Glenn Beck. This book is big. I don't read books this big. But I got to tell you something. It's a who's who in the Communist Party in America. It is really scary. I'm just beginning it. And this is the first chapter. Trevor Loudon, by the way, is from New Zealand. But he loves the United States. And New Zealand has gone communist. And he doesn't want to see it happen to us, but it is. We're in process right now. So Jimmy from Brooklyn recommended that I get this book. And Jimmy from Brooklyn has a dossier on the Communist Party, the International Communist Party, since the 1940s. So that's why I can see why Trevor Loudon's book is so big. And I can also see why they got rid of Glenn Beck. Because Trevor was feeding Glenn Beck a lot of information, and it must have been disturbing the implanted communists in this country. So here's what chapter one says. I'll read you a little bit of it, and then I'll give you a tune. Forget Islam. Look at Obama's socialism. And this is an article from 2008 in January. Now, guys like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck have picked up Trevor Loudon's periodicals and more convinced today than ever that we're in trouble. And we are in trouble because we've got a nation that's like 50% stupid and 50% learning. So forget Islam. No doubt Barack Obama is an engaging and charismatic individual. Whatever the outcome of the 2008 presidential race, Barack Obama will be an influential figure for some time to come. What does Barack Obama believe? Where does he fit on the political spectrum? What would he do in office? Whom would he promote? What would he support? Few seem to know during the early days of the election process, some libertarians even seem to think he is one of us. Well, Trevor Loudon is a libertarian. While many have focused on Obama's boyhood Islamic ties and his extreme left voting record, many have overlooked his Marxist ties. So I guess Marxist is probably hardcore communist. The documentation of Hillary Clinton's radical past is well known. Now, the media has hidden everything. Look how they covered up Benghazi. And Barack Obama's much more recent links remain uncovered. Barack Obama's opponents in the Clinton and Republican camps Google his name in vain. The following reports demonstrate the Communist Party's love of Obama, but that does not prove that Obama supports communists. Barack Obama's Marxist mentor. Why do the communists back Barack? Young Communist League infiltrates U.S. Democrats. My friends, the Democrat Party is communist. There's only one party in America today. Guess which one that is. More tea, anybody? Yes, the Tea Party. Yeah, all those senior citizens are the enemy of the new communist order. They can't wait until we're all pushing up daisies. But every daisy that pops up will have an American flag on it. American communist idol Barack Obama. Is Barack Obama a Marxist mole? So, the rest of these files cover aspects of Obama's link to the far left in his hometown of Chicago. I have come to hate the word community activist because it's really communist activist. And they always ply their trade on the splinter groups. The poor, the downtrodden, the helpless. But if you're helpless, you won't get any help from a communist. Just ask the boys in Benghazi. The files are not in chronological sequence, but the files do reflect the period when Obama arrived in Chicago and became a state senator. The citizens of Illinois elected Obama to serve as a senator for their state in the U.S. Congress. Obama then decided to be a candidate for the office of the President of the United States and ran a successful campaign. President-elect Obama engaged in the process of selecting a transition team to establish his administration. The final chapters will look into the people and the policies that administer his regime. Each file will focus on Obama links to democratic socialists and communists, both in the past and in the present. Is there anyone who finds this enlightening? Article 2, Barack Obama was endorsed by Chicago Marxists. This is by Trevor on January the 12th, 2008. Barack Obama came to Chicago in 1983, inspired by the city's new mayor, Harold Washington, a longtime Communist Party associate. Washington staffed the city's administration with communists and socialists, and Mayor Washington died in office in 1987. Washington was close to the Democratic Socialists of America when they formed a coalition of former Trotskyite, New Left activists, ex-Socialist Party and Communist Party members in 1983. Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, is now the U.S. largest Marxist organization, and its moderate name has allowed it to infiltrate other parties, including, write this down, the New Party, the Working Families Party, the Greens, and the Democratic Party. Yes, my friends, the Democratic Party. Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, is strong in Chicago, where it has real influence in the left wing of the Democrat Party. It was in these incestuous circles of the Chicago Democratic Party and socialist leaders where a young lawyer, Barack Obama, made his political career. Chicago Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, endorsed four candidates for the Illinois elections in March of 1996. One was Danny Davis, and this is not Danny Davis' first run for representative of the 7th Congressional District, any more than 1983 was Harold Washington's first campaign for mayor of Chicago. This time, he is going to win the Democratic ballot and go on to Congress, and Danny is not foreign to Chicago Democratic Socialists of America, DSA. From the very beginning, he has always been willing to help, appearing as a speaker with Michael Harrington, serving as a master of ceremonies without peer at the annual Debs Thomas Harrington Dinner. The 7th Congressional District runs from the lakefront straight west to the Cook County border. If you would like to get involved, contact the Davis for Congress headquarters. Democrat Socialist of America does not say it, but U.S. Representative Danny K. Davis is a Democratic Socialist of America DSA member. He was also a member of the New Party, which founded the Electoral Front by the Democratic Socialists of America and the Communist Party, a breakaway organization, Committees of Correspondence. Then we have William Delgado, a candidate to win the Democratic ballot line for the Illinois House of Representatives in the 3rd District out of the west side of Chicago. He is a longtime community activist with an academic background in criminal justice and social work. Mr. Delgado is a real firebrand and a member of the New Party. Barack Obama is running to gain the Democratic ballot for the Illinois Senate's 13th District. The 13th District is Alice Palmer's old district, encompassing parts of Hyde Park and South Shore. Mr. Obama graduated from Columbia University and went into a community organizing for the Developing Countries Project in Roseland. Outgate Gardens on the far south side of Chicago in 1992, a Director of Illinois Project Vote voter registration campaign that made possible U.S. Senator Carol Moseley Brown, Democrat from Illinois, election to the U.S. Senate. What best characterizes Barack Obama is a quote from an article in Illinois Issues, a retrospective look at his experience as a community organizer while he was completing his degree at Harvard. Community organizations and organizers are hampered by their own dogmas about the style and substance of organizing. They practice a consumer advocacy approach with a focus on wrestling services and resources from outside authorities. Few are thinking of harnessing the internal productive capacities, both in terms of money and people in the communities. Luckily, Mr. Obama does not have any opposition in the primary. His opponents have all dropped out or were ruled off the ballot. The New Party granted their endorsement, solicited by Barack Obama. Alice Palmer was a leftist who worked with some DSA members. Carol Moseley Brown was elected to the Senate seat by the Communist Party and Democratic Socialists of America. Barack Obama helped her win the Senate seat and later took it over when Moseley Brown ran for the U.S. presidency in 2004. Breaking for a tune. Let's see, we'll do a little... Cab Calloway.
Down in Chinatown, all the cookies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. Counting millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was sweating cold and pale, he was looking for his trail. He was broke and all his junk ran out. As he stood and looked around, nobody made a sound, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout, tell me where is Minnie?
Where is Minnie?
Oh, I want my little Minnie.
Little Minnie.
Has she been here kicking the gong?
Kicking the gong around, that's opium smoking. And that goes back to the 20s and 30s. So, America likes to get high. What can I tell you? You know, I was doing an interview, you know, not, you know, an, just a random sample interview, and I happened to ask a young girl, oh, probably about 20 years old. I said, why do we have such a drug problem in this country? Do you think we could ever beat the drugs? Could we drive drugs out of this country? And you know what she said to me? Listen to the wisdom of a 20-year-old. I said, it's too late. It's part of the economy. It's too late. It's part of the economy. Think about that. Okay, so back to Barack Obama. Socialist unionists endorsed Barack Obama. We're back in 2008. While U.S. labor unions are not the force they once were, Democratic Party, I believe they're getting stronger. You know what I was shocked to learn? I was shocked to learn how little Teamsters make. I wouldn't pay Jimmy Hoffa to be my boss. I was shocked to learn how little Teamsters make. I think somebody told me, and I might be wrong, I'm doing this off the top of my head, that the average salary is 47 grand and non-union is about 37 grand. What's that all about? Just watch these fat guys going around to all these conventions and big dinners, and you got to pay them a big salary? Let me tell you, from 47 grand, you don't need a union boss. You need every dollar. While U.S. labor unions are not the force they once were, Democratic Party candidates live or die on union endorsements. Union approval means publicity, campaign, volunteers, and money. With 47 grand, you're going to carry a sign for a communist? In the battle of the Democratic U.S. presidential nomination, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama each trying to lock in as many union endorsements as possible. I'm very disturbed by the fact that our government employees are union. Who pays these union employees? The taxpayer. You're telling me these people are organizing against us? I don't get it. Nobody is more generous or sloppy with money than the U.S. government. If you need a union to go against the U.S. government, you got a problem. And we got a problem because we're going to pay for it. In recent years, the hard left has recaptured the U.S. labor movement. The president of the AFL-CIO, John Sweeney, is also a member of the Marxist Democratic Socialists of America. John Sweeney, your ancestors will rise up one day and kick the living crap out of you. May the lumps on the stick raise the bumps fast and quick on your head. Sweeney presided over the conquest of the U.S. labor movement. There's nothing worse than an Irishman and a Catholic to betray his country. Nothing worse. There's no crime greater. Sweeney presided over the conquest of the U.S. labor movement by the socialists and the communists. Oh, man, I am totally disgusted. The Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, and the Communist Party used their considerable influence to steer union support behind their favorite candidates. Barack Obama has had a long relationship with Democrat Socialists of America, DSA, and the Illinois labor movement. It is not surprising to see DSA link the unionists throwing their support Barack's way. Okay, and then he mentions all the guys that endorse him. Senator Barack Obama presidential campaign held a conference call for Nevada reporters today to highlight Obama's record of both support for and support of, by and for organized labor. On the call with Tom Balanoff, president of the Illinois SEIU, the state council, and Local 1 Henry Bayer, executive director of the AFSCME Council, Margaret Blackshear, former president of the Illinois AFL-CIO, Den Gannon, president of the Chicago Federation of Labor, and Henry Tamarin, president of the Unite Here Local 1. He comes from us, says Balanoff on Obama. He understands our problems. How could he come from you? We can count. He came from Hawaii, by way of Indonesia and Pakistan. He would count on Barack on all issues important to working families. Health care. Guy never had a job. Never drove a truck. Never made a delivery. How could he come from you? Barack was there not only, but oftentimes he was leading. The conference call came at a difficult time for Obama's campaign in his effort to court organized labor in the state. What is interesting here is that at least three of the five unionists named include Bayer, Balanoff, and Tamarin, all with connections to Democratic Socialists of America. That's the big secret, you know. Everybody thinks communism is dead. When you say communist to a young person, they see Cossacks cutting down people begging for bread. Every day, Chicago and the universities encourage that kind of thought. Every day, Chicago Democratic Socialists of America host the Debs Thomas every year. Debs Thomas Harrington Dinner, a major event on the Illinois Socialist calendar. The dinner honors outstanding community leaders, activists, and unionists. Many, if not most, of the honorees are DSA members who all have done their bit for the socialist cause. In the 70s, Bayer was organizer of the Chicago Socialist Party, a forerunner of the Democratic Socialists of America, and a member of the Young People's Socialist League, and a member of the Young People's Socialist League and National Executive Committee. The Illinois chapter of the country's major government employees union broke with its national organization Saturday to endorse Barack Obama for president. Bayer is a strong backer of Barack Obama. So now you're seeing how this guy came to the front here. Balanoff is a longtime friend of Obama, and Balanoff said, Obama's voting record is sound, with votes against trade deals like the Central America Free Trade Agreement and support for issues as the Employee Free Choice Act. We know that he's the real thing, Holland said. Henry Tamarin is a former student leftist involved with Barack Obama in the socialist-dominated Independent Voters of Illinois. Chicago Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, endorsed Barack Obama in his first election and 1996 contest for a seat in the Illinois State Senate. It seems Chicago Democratic Socialists of America is backing Obama again. All of a sudden, they looked out, and there was this guy. And they brought him along. Isn't that wonderful? It's a modern success story. Obama was endorsed by the far-left New Party. This is still 2008, so this guy is really going to town. Oh, man. There are so many leftist organizations. On two pages, I can't read them all. It is really sad. Unbelievable. Bolsheviks are voting. We don't know what's going on in this country. We have no idea. Everybody's watching Dancing with the Red Stars. Let me give you a quick tune and let me take a look at this stuff. Come on. It's not moving. I'm going to have to go French on. Let's see what we got here. And we'll give you Brazilian.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar. Brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Tanto miudinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro, toca e se toca. De olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia.
Is endorsed by the far left and New Party. What was the New Party? The New Party was an electoral alliance dedicated to electing leftist candidates to office, often through the Democratic Party. This Democratic Party is corrupt. You can't be a Democrat. I'll tell you, you can't be Irish Catholic and a Democrat today. This is not the party of my father, my grandfather, but my father and my uncle This is not the party of the working Irishman, and definitely not the party of an Irish Catholic. Any party that promotes child murder, 3,200 kids a day are being murdered in chop shops under the guise, under the misleading guise of a woman's right to choose. It can't be. It can't be. There's got to be a better way. Surely we could reduce 3,200 down to 2,200, down to 1,200, and down to 200. But nobody wants to do that because the government is building chop shops throughout the land. And they just gave $18 million, I think, to Nigeria to open up abortion clinic. Yeah. So we're killing blacks in this country, and we're going into Africa and killing them there too. Yeah. And the blacks are buying the story, it's a woman's right to choose. And no, it's not. No, it's not. It's a woman's obligation to save the child. Back in Chicago, Acorn is more important than Iraq or Washington. Acorn is an Associated Midwest Academy, both founded in the 1970s, and they continue to train and mobilize activists throughout the country. Prior to law school, Barack Obama worked, this is going to get you here, this one's going to get you. He worked as an organizer for their affiliates in New York and Chicago. He has always been an Acorn person, meeting and working with them to advance their causes. Through his membership on the board of the Woods Fund for Chicago and his friendship with, stand by, Teresa Hines Kerry, Obama has helped ensure that they remain well-funded. And since he graduated from law school, Obama's work with Acorn and the Midwest Academy has ranged from training and fundraising to legal representation and promoting their work. Well-known leftist Chomsky, that's Noam Chomsky, is a case in point from Newground, number 38, February 1995. On Saturday, January the 14th, the new party in Chicago took another step in its effort to establish itself as a political force by holding a major outreach meeting directed at Chicago's left. About 100 people with sizable delegations from Democratic Socialists of America heard Bruce Colburn and Elaine Bernard preach the gospel of the new party. Elaine Bernard, a labor studies lecturer at Harvard, is a Democratic Socialist of America member. The reason that you can't see Obama's records is that you will find out how much of a communist he is, and Harvard is covering it up because they're brothers of the spear, of the hammer and sickle. Unbelievable. Okay, so we're going from Chicago's Democrat. Let's see what else they got here. Did Barack Obama court Chicago Marxist and peace activists? Carl Davidson is a leading U.S. Marxist. He is a former member of the 60s radical group SDS, which spawned the terrorist Weather Underground. And we all know about Ailes. What was his name? No, I'm sure it's going to be in here. And spent many years working in various Maoist organizations. Maoist organizations. Everybody thinks that Maoist organizations are in China. Around 1992, Davidson joined hundreds of former Maoists, Trotskyites, and about a third of the Communist Party USA in a new Marxist coalition, the Committees of Correspondence. I always worry when I see groups that have the word peace in them. Davidson remained a leading member of his organization, now known as the COCDS, Committees of Correspondence, for Democracy and Socialism. Socialism sounds like a nice word until they come and arrest you. Yeah, and never forget, all the top socialists are very rich. Fidel Castro owns all the sugar in Cuba. Fidel Castro owns all the tobacco in Cuba. Every cigar has Fidel's picture on it. Yes, and he's reported to be worth $670 million. And I'll bet you that's not really, what he shows on the books. A communist showing money on the books. Yeah, and Hugo Chavez from Venezuela, old Hugo, he's got to be worth a bundle. He owns, well, he didn't own, he stole Chevron oil from Chevron. He took it over, walked in one day, said, "Oh, this is mine. I'm doing it for the people." He's doing it for the people. And the people are, he buys them sandwiches at rallies. So the new party was a Marxist-led political coalition, and that's their goal, is to elect other communists. Davidson was an ardent supporter of Obama for several years and helped organize the famous peace rally in Chicago, where Obama pinned his colors to the anti-Iraq war cause. You know who makes money on these Middle East wars? They do a big business. The Russians and the Chinese. Every time you see a rally, look for all the AK-47s. Then look in the crowd for the Russian order takers. And when the nukes come out, they'll be taking orders for the nukes. I'm from Chicago, too, and known Obama from the time he came to the new party to get our endorsement for his first race ever. I have been in his home, and as an Illinois legislator, he helped our community technology movement a number of times. He said all the right things to the Acorn and New Party folks, and we endorsed him. But I noticed, too, that he seemed to measure every answer to questions put to him several times before coming out with it. Oh, that was in 1996. He spoke at our first anti-war rally. Let me tell you something about the anti-war people. There's no such thing as anti-war. War is inevitable. It's only a question of time. These are anti-win people. These are anti-win people. Anybody but America is their country. He spoke at our first anti-war rally, and he spent most of his speech detailing all the wars in history he supported, then finally made a distinction between just wars and dumb wars and going into Iraq, which was still 6 months down the road then, was a dumb war, and he flatly opposed it. Good, that put him on our side, and some of us organized a fundraiser for his Senate race. The anti-war rally was in 2002. Obama's Senate race was 2004. After he visited Iraq when the war was on, he turned. Now we had to set aside whether it was right or wrong to invade. Now we had to find the smart path to victory, not Bush's a dumb path. Well, where are we today? He has unraveled all of the gains that were made in the first 8 years of the Bush administration. He has brought Iraq back to 2001. And right now, the Iranians have more influence in Iraq than the Americans, who can't even get a hello. Also, in dealing with Iran, we had to leave on the table bombing their nuclear sites. So they were talking about bombing these nuclear sites back in 2002. For this, a lot of the local anti-war activists started calling him Barack Obama. He was not listening much to us anymore, but to folks much higher up in the D.L. Corbett. He had bigger plans. To be fair, I read a recent speech he gave to laid-off workers from a plant closing in Galesburg, Illinois, around globalization, corporate responsibility, the safety net, the third wave, and so on. My friends, the communists have been dismantling this country for over 30 years. The Chinese came in, disassembled Kaiser Steel in California with the blessings of Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer. They wouldn't even hire an American to help to work the job. They brought their own people. They disassembled the plant, and it now pollutes the airs of China and where the trade winds carry it. So, and Kaiser Steel used to make three ships a week. In California, we used to have the largest merchant marine fleet in the world. That was the first thing that got dismantled. And I talked to a guy recently. I said, how come? How come we used to be the largest? I can remember ships in the Hudson River tied up from World War II. Grain ships, they were full of grain. That's how much abundance we had. And the ships were like tied, I would say like six across. And they ran up the Hudson River for miles. And I guess that's all scrap metal. And they're all gone. The grain is gone. Unbelievable. We used to be we had the largest merchant marine fleet. So I asked this guy, I said, how come? He says, you know, what we have to pay an American sea captain, other companies can afford to finance a whole crew with his paycheck. So how are you going to compete against that? Well, you got to find a way, because our success, our failure will be a communist success. So the anti-war, okay, let's see what else we got here. To be fair, I read a speech and third wave and so on. Given the current crisis and developments in Congress, he may move back to our side on the war and get as far as, say, Murtha's position. That is Murtha. Murtha bragged about being a Marine, and he turned on the Marines in Congress. And a brave young lady from Ohio, Jean Schmidt, was the only one that stood up to him, and she called him a traitor. And she was booed down by the communists in the Senate. But she's the only one that stood up for the Marine Corps, and a former Marine, I call him Bloody Murtha, he accused the Marines of being murderers. How's that? How's that? Well, you know where he is now. He's in Boiler Number 3 with Ted Kennedy. And they got a lot of Pennsylvania coal. Yeah, they're shoveling God's coal right now. Or the devil's coal, I guess you would have to say, huh? So Murtha was in the hands of the communists back in 2002, at least. And he got caught in an Arab scam up in Atlantic City, you know. And it was a sting operation. And he was selling out to the Arabs for money. But somehow, he was exonerated. I guess he had to cut somebody else in on the deal. He was exonerated, and he got to go on to stab the Marine Corps in the back. He's the second most hated man. Lee Harvey Oswald is the first. And so this guy's saying that he was not as good as Murtha. And a triangulator par excellence. I watched him do it up close. The press and his publicists put him in our camp. But if you look at his speeches and votes since his trip to Iraq, I think you'll find he has a way to go. Our peace groups here are sending a bunch of us to visit him soon and get on his case. Perhaps he is still a work in progress, as Jesse Jackson says, but he still has a way to go to get back in my good graces and those of many of us here. Also, Carl Davidson, Chicago. Barack Obama is smart enough to know that what worked to mobilize the Chicago Marxist left for their cause will not translate to the national stage. It is interesting that a leading Marxist like Carl Davidson backed Barack Obama for so long. Let me give you a little break on a tune. You'll like this one.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool, so I went for the road. It at an all-night bar, wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I sit. Said, she's the only one I have to thank, and I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead. Say, be cool, stay cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
So, man, there's a lot of communists. I'm just flipping some pages here. Every page is a new communist and communist organizations. Man, it's a wonder we have a country left. It really is. Three of the U.S. main Marxist organizations have supported Obama. Before Christmas, U.S. Representative Barbara G. Lean, Democrat from California, became the first California Democrat to endorse Barack Obama. Three of the main organizations, Communist Party USA, Democrat Socialist Committee of Correspondents. Lee inherited her congressional seat from the retirement of her former boss, U.S. Representative Ronald Verney, Ron Dellums, Democrat in California. Mayor of Oakland, California, Ronald Verney, Ron Dellums, and a Hillary Clinton supporter, is a longtime associate of the Communist Party USA. Both Dellums and Lee were encouraged to enter politics by longtime Berkeley councilwoman and Communist Party USA supporter Maumelle Shriek. Lee and Dellums are regarded as two of the most socialist congressmen in recent history. So, let's see who else we got here. Many commentators believe that the Congressional Progressive Caucus is an offshoot of Democrat Socialists, the DSA. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont has been charging that these bailouts to regimes that violate worker and civil rights are illegal under a law passed last year by U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and Barney Frank. Both leaders of the Progressive Caucus in Congress, which Democratic Socialists of America has helped to organize. These people work very diligently. Jimmy from Brooklyn once told me he used to go to Communist Party meetings, and if you were working in their cause, there is nothing they wouldn't do for you. He said, unlike the other parties, these people take their work as seriously. Other honored guests included anti-nuclear weapons leader Jackie Cabasso, the Blue Diamond Workers Organizing Committee, and two Sacramento-based immigrant rights coalitions. All received certificates from U.S. Representative Barbara G. Lee, as well as from the Friends of the People's Weekly World, Nuestro Mundo. Barack Obama and the Democratic Socialists of America. Boy, it sounds nice, Democratic Socialists. I think they have Democratic Socialists in Germany, which is a very strong party. But I'm no expert on international communism. I just know it's not good for America, and it isn't. It's totally against what our founding fathers, those great sages, prepared for us so we wouldn't be swallowed up by people like communist parties. Baltimore communist back Obama. Baltimore, Maryland man Tim Wheeler is one of Barack Obama's biggest fans. He's on the campaign trail with Senator Obama, blogging as he goes. Wheeler canvassed for his idol in a recent South Carolina primary. Nevertheless, who is this dedicated Obama fan? Is he a seasoned Democrat Party activist or a new convert inspired by the charismatic young senator from Illinois? Tim Wheeler is neither. He is a second-generation member of the Communist Party USA. Wheeler is a member of the Communist Party USA National Board and has been a mainstay of the party's Baltimore club since the 70s. Tim Wheeler served as editor of the party paper People's Weekly World. And so does a communist paper have as much right to cover Obama's campaign as any other? This is not hysterical. This is current. All over the USA, Communist Party members and supporters are swinging in behind Barack Obama. They have been working with and inside the Democrat Party. Listed are Tim and Joyce Wheeler as prominent members involved in organizing local canvassing and visibility events. Visibility events. Oh, that's interesting. Joyce Wheeler is a retired school teacher and a longtime Communist Party activist. God help our students. They probably don't know it. Two other prominent members of Baltimore for Barack are Jim and Margaret Baldridge. Jim Baldridge is a peace activist and Communist Party member. He's been active in the Democrat Party. In 2004, Baltimore hospital worker Baldridge ran as a U.S. representative. Dennis Kucinich, a delegate in Maryland's second Super Tuesday primary. And he says, I see poverty and unemployment up close. He wrote in an open letter distributed to his neighbors. A vote for Kucinich is a vote to take back our country from the Halliburton corporate looters who make the rich pay their fair share of taxes. Our school deficit cries out for a president like Representative Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich bit down on an olive in the Washington lunchroom, in the congressional lunchroom, and he broke a tooth, and he sued them. He sued them. Yes, Dennis Kucinich is a Grey Poupon communist. And if you go to www.mediacrapmatters.us, you will see three people is sitting around an Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad, the butcher of Syria, who was responsible for 47,000 Americans missing legs, and the death of the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Rafik Hariri, in a super bomb explosion. And today, Bashar al-Assad has sent a jet bomber over a little town out on the outskirts of Damascus and dropped bombs on one building, killing six people. That's how serious this guy is about annihilating his own people. And he's been given a pass by the Obama administration, because when we should have been doing something when he got started, Obama took us to a little sideshow called Libya. And they destroyed Muammar Gaddafi, who was harmless, helpless, and hopeless. But Obama wanted that for his movie, his upcoming movie, How I Saved the Seals. Yeah, we're in trouble. And now he's covering up a Benghazi, and he's lying. And they're blaming a guy with a video that nobody's seen. Not even the guy that made it. What a joke. The Communist Party favors Barack Obama over Hillary Clinton or John Edwards. Why did communists favor Obama? How many party members are working in the Obama campaign? Why do the Democrats not seem to care? Interesting. Why did the Communist Party of USA abandon its pretense of neutrality? It is throwing all its energies behind Senator Barack Obama. Three top U.S. communists explained this, according to Terry Albano, editor of the Communist Party USA People's Weekly World. The movement that has exploded around Obama is so important. It is anti-racist in essence. Let me tell you something about anti-racism among communists. How many blacks live in Russia? How many blacks live in China? How many blacks want to go there? It's all a big hoax, man. You're being played. It is deep, broad, multiracial, and multigenerational. It has insightful and sophisticated everyday people active in it. It is the cream rising to the top after the long, horrendous period of the Bush administration and ultra-right rule since Reagan. Let me tell you something. There's no such thing as right-wingers. When you hear somebody describe a right-winger, say to yourself, mainstream American. And when he says Democrat, say to yourself, and get used to the word because you're going to hear it more and more, communist. Anybody that can kill, and vote to kill, 3,200 kids a day is trying to wipe out the United States. However, and you know what? 1,200,000 American kids are chopped to pieces every year, and 1,200,000 immigrants come in to take their Social Security numbers that were theirs, that were available to them. However, even if Obama does not win and Hillary Clinton does, getting rid of any ultra-rightist will take this country forward. No, there's the word forward. Moreover, the movement around Obama will influence Clinton. This kind of upsurge comes just about once in a lifetime. I hope for all progressives, a progressive is another dirty word, that means communist, each of us get involved. Do not stand on the sidelines, be active, do not let history pass you by. Then there's a gentleman named Pepe Lozano, he's the leader of the Chicago Young Communist League, and is a People's Weekly World editorial board member. Pepe Lozano's late father, Rudy Lozano, was a leading Chicago activist until his murder in 1983. Before Lozano's death, Chicago Mayor Harold Washington enlisted him as a liaison in the Latino community. Any Latino that's within the sound of my voice, Viva Cristo Rey, stick to what you know. Do not be misled. Viva Cristo Rey. Rudy Lozano played a big role in building the white progressive black Latino coalition that elected Washington the first black mayor of a major U.S. city. I can't believe that. We have Dinkins. The Communist Party in Chicago's a socialist community, which would later coalesce into the Chicago branch. Harold Washington was a longtime supporter of both groups. On taking office, he proceeded to stack City Hall with communists, socialists, and progressives. The socialist golden age ended with his death in office, but the alliance that elected him went on to elect U.S. Senator Carol Moseley Brown. Braun. According to Teresa Albano, African Americans and Mexican Americans and all Latinos have much to gain in the 2000 elections. Yeah, then why do you play the Puerto Ricans against the Cubans? Huh? If it's all inclusive, how come you don't like Cubans? Why? Because they don't like Democrats? Because they know a communist when they see one? My God, we're in trouble, folks. You better pray to God that this Romney gets elected, that we get an American back in office. These people are all internationalists. Their loyalties are too. International world communism. And they have two seats of government, the UN and the Kremlin. I am out of time. I hope I didn't bore you to death. But I had to tell you so. I had to let you know because 50% of the country has no idea what's going on. And the media is going to see to it that it stays that way. And those people in Ohio that will be voting very shortly, I want you to think back to the Civil War. And I want you to honor the 325,000 Ohioans who died so that you could carry on the tradition of loving this country and defending it from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I'm a fighting man.